Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was Rockin' Vandy Morris, and we are rocking tonight on Saturday night. We've got a mystery person who's going to call in here in a little bit. She'll be joining us about 5 minutes after the hour or so. We'll be looking for her to call in at that time. Going to do a little bit of interviewing with her and find out a little bit about her history and so on and so forth. And in the meantime, until she calls in, this is Casey, and I'll be posting here a little bit, telling you a little bit about things that are going on, going with, going up, going down. It's like going all around and going wild on Psychic Gone Wild. As our regular followers have probably noticed, it's like we have had some interesting bounces and adjustments to the shows. It's like, but I think we've got things pretty much settling down into what we call a racehorse track. It's like our day shows are now airing at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So, you know, across the board, across the country, that is 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, and at noon in Pacific Time for those afternoon shows. On our evening shows, they are airing at this 9 o'clock time, Eastern Time, which is, of course, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. So that's pretty much our stated hours and times. So, you know, you guys have been having a hard time trying to find us because we've kind of been, like, all over the place. That's where we are. That's when we're going to be there. And, of course, our number is always the same, 773-897-6461. So, you know, you can always call us. And what I've discovered is, you know, you can always call that number. And if the show is not currently on at that point in time, Blog Talk is courteous enough to tell you, you know, your show will start in, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So it's like they'll give you a time frame. And, of course, we haven't advertised or, you know, let people know this for quite a while. But if you guys are on the computer and if you're, you know, listening to it like in your default player or whatever it is, there's on your computer screen, if you go to the top left-hand portion of your screen where you see, you know, like all the episode names and all the pictures and stuff, you know, where the description is of the show for that evening, there's a little bitty button up there on the left-hand side that says click to follow. And if you follow, you know, if you click that and you follow it, what Blog Talk is nice enough to do is they will email you a like show reminder to your email, whatever one, you know, you specify. They're not going to, you know, inundate you with, you know, with emails and stuff, but they'll just give you, you know, whether you specify an hour, 2 hours, whatever, before the show that you are interested in. They send an email to your box just as a, like, show reminder. Hey, reminder, you know, the show is going to start in an hour, 2 hours. And they do have a specification time there, so you can specify how much ahead of time, you know, you want to be notified when it's on. So it helps you find us. And it's like, and I do know that Blog Talk recently redid their shows and their archives and the way they, you know, did their links and all that kind of stuff. And quite honestly, having dealt with them, you know, for 15 months, and I really kind of liked the way they had some of that set up before, because quite honestly, the new way that they have it is a little bit harder for me to try to even find our own show. So I understand, you know, we've gotten emails from you guys, you know, we totally understand, you know, what you're saying when you go, we're having a hard time finding you. It's like, you know what, we're having a hard time finding ourselves, you know. How much wilder can it be when we're having a hard time finding ourselves? Usually if you just go to Blog Talk itself, to the site, and they have that search bar. If you type in the name of the show, if you type in Psychics Gone Wild and then push search, it's like usually it will bring up, you know, the current links to our shows and that kind of stuff. So, of course, a lot of times at their archives, you know, that's how to find our archive shows and all that. So, and we do have our shows in archives. You know, it's like as we progress through time, it's like, you know, as we've had our first year of, you know, the bloopers, blunders, and whatever, and it's like, we've been debating making some of those infamous and classic things of, you know, like our best blunders, you know, our best shows, and then the best oopses, because everybody seems to buy those things when you make a mistake. It's like, yep, we were pretty bad that day. If you can laugh about it, it's much better, and life is much better in general. Oh, golly. But let's see, we have some new talent. We have talented, some new people coming on with us. Okay, Greg has not. Okay, there we go, and I'm muttering to myself there. Anyway, Greg and Inez are what I call our dynamic duo, and they were on with us on Mondays, and now we're making a little bit of a, they were on Monday afternoons with us at 3, and now they're doing a little bit of a bounce. And they're going to be on with us instead of Mondays at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. They are going to be on with us Thursday nights at a 10 p.m. slot, because in the evenings we're doing like those the 2 hours, or, you know, Jessica and I have discussed whether we want to be 2 hours or hour and a half, you know, something like that. But for right now, for this week, we've got Dina Flanagan on Thursday evenings with us, and then Greg and Inez are going to follow right up behind her. And they are. They're an amazing team. It's like I posted with them, you know, a couple, three times, and their biographies didn't begin to do them credit. She just, you know, I never pull something new out of that magician's hat every time she, you know, she does a show, and I'm just like, wow, I didn't know she could do that. It's like pretty amazing. So, you know, she's done some meditation work. She's done some crystal work. She's done, oh, golly, I don't know, you name it. It's like she's done some pretty interesting, she's a pet psychic, you know. It's like we've had people call in wanting to, you know, to connect with their pets, and she does that pretty amazingly well. So, you know, if you ever wondered what was on the mind of your cat or dog, it's like, I'm not sure if she does fish, you know. Horses, you know, some of the bigger animals seem to be a little bit easier for the pet psychics to connect with, but I don't know. So she's pretty amazing, and Greg is right there with her. It's like, and they do, I don't know, I can't recall if the both of them are Reiki practitioners or, you know, whatever, but he does amazing things with that guitar. He's got a picture on there that shows him holding two guitars, and he is an amazing and talented musician. So, yeah, that's some interesting folks. And, of course, you know, you guys, if you've been with us for a while, you know who Dina Flanagan is, and she is just, you know, our wild woman from Maine. It's like she's pretty amazing. And then, of course, there's Pamela Cummins, our musical psychic. She specializes in love and relationships. Of course, she also says, you know, I can do finance and business too, and she does. She's been starting to get, you know, life coaching, that kind of stuff. And they do, you know, some of our other ones is like if you visit that www.psychicsgonewild.com, you'll, you know, the first thing you notice is there's a lot more pages on there now with people's names than there used to be. It's like there's a lot more contact information, and we're really kind of starting to put together a pretty good little directory of, you know, different ones, different talents, and so on and so forth. So, you know, if you've got those questions, and for Pamela, I know she is running, I believe, until Monday. I want to say Monday. She is running a special where if you guys want to get, you know, have three questions answered, she will do three email questions answered for $25. And no, it's not one of those where, you know, you ask a question and you get a yes, no, or a maybe. It's like, it's not that kind of thing at all. She sits down, she does the time with it. You know, of course, you have to send it, you have to give them something to work with, you know, like a photograph or, you know, your name, you know, maybe your birthday, something like that. They need a little bit of information. A lot of them just key off of like a photograph. So if you're interested in getting something like that done, she's doing that special. It's through Mother's Day because, you know, a lot of people want to do something special for their mom. So, you know, they'll like buy them a reading, you know, something like that. And certainly Pamela is really good and really noted, you know, for doing that. She is just, she's had some amazing shows on. Golly. And what's really sad is our sister show, Spiritual Learning Connection, we started, well, I guess it was Blog Talk when they kind of redid stuff. They started having some issues with that that site over there, Spiritual Learning Connection. And the really sad thing is we lost a bunch of her really amazing interviews. She had some, you know, pretty amazing, you know, names, you know, psychic names and mentors and coaches and stuff. And we lost some of that information. We're trying to you know, have some of the text on it and see if we can't, like, you know, reload some of it or download it or, you know, save them or, you know, rescue them out of there somehow or other. But, you know, and then possibly reload them here on the site, because there was one that she did with Diane Garrison that was just absolutely phenomenal. It was on, she kind of picked up where The Secret left off. You know, for you guys who have read, you know, about The Law of Attraction, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, you know, those kind of things. And this gal picked up and went on for about 45 minutes worth of, you know, the how-tos, because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I tried The Secret. I tried that, you know, Law of Manifesting, and it's like, you know, didn't quite work out for me the way that, you know, it supposedly was supposed to, and this and that. And she said, well, you know, one of the reasons is because if you're going to have something grow, it has to be, you know, you don't stick a flower seed, like, in midair and, like, you know, expect it to root, you know, water it, have it grow, et cetera. It's like, you know, she said, so the same way with, you know, your visualization, some of your things, you have to have a place to root it in. And she talks about the connection with the root chakra, because that's where our things start. And it's like, you know, our mindsets, our hopes, our dreams, you know, that kind of thing. Because she said, otherwise, really and truly, it's like taking a flower, cutting it off the bush, sticking it in a vase of water, and expecting it to grow. And I was like, wow, that was really profound. I'd listened to that a couple times. I it was my bad. I should have downloaded that one. But we are hoping to get some of those guests on here on Psyche's Gone Wild that Pamela actually had over there with her. So we're looking forward to some more, you know, interviews and people with just some really amazing knowledge and whatnot to share with us. So, all righty. Oh, golly, golly. All right. Well, I am seeing our caller here. She is in the chat room, and I'm not sure if I'm finding her in the queue yet. I guess I should probably find out what number. I thought I knew what number she was on here, and I'm going to type a little something in to the queue and ask what phone number she's calling on tonight. And we'll see here. So we'll see if we can get our guest on. Because I see, like I say, she has logged in, and we're gonna pick her brain a little bit tonight. We're gonna, of course, always, you know, do a few readings in here and there and everywhere. And I think we might do a little bit of cards, do a little bit of, you know, the stuff that she does, and we'll find out. And it's like, okay, so far she's having some computer problems, but I see she's in there. Okay, yep, and still no answer there. So, all right. Oh, golly. Car 54, where are you? Psychic 2, how do you do? Are you going to call us so we can find you? Let's see. Okay. Not sure yet. She's still thinking here. Okay. Trying to boot her computer up or give it a boot or I don't know, something like that. All right, and I do know Jessica has talked about the Saturday evening show as being the place where we do our giveaways, And we didn't precisely figure out what our giveaway was going to be this week, so I'm not sure if we're doing that this evening. He may come in, slip the slide in here, in the door, out the door, whatever, and tell us what we're doing. And if not, we will have one of those giveaways, you know, and if not, it might be on a different day. So listen to that, and we do notify, we try to notify our winners. We try to, like, get your phone number, you know, get your email, something like that, so we can notify you. Because, you know, if you win something here, we can't send it to you over, you know, it's like, I wish we had the Captain Kirk, you know, technology that we could just, like, you know, zap it over to you via the transporter beam, but it doesn't quite work that way yet. Someday it may. So, you know, if you actually win something on the show, please make sure you contact us at www.psychiccarmel.com on, you know, Jethro's contact page. And just tell them, hey, you know, I was the ninth winner for, you know, whatever it was, the book or this, the reading or, you know, whatever it was that I won. And here's my name, here's my email, my phone number, and here's my, you know, physical mailing address so you can mail me. Because we have had to track people down, and sometimes we call people, we leave messages, and nobody calls us back. So we kind of sit here going, wow, we've got their stuff. We've got it, you know, in box ready to go. And we have no mailing label to put on it because we don't know where to mail it. So if you guys end up being our weekly winner or whatever it is that we are giving away for the week, please call us. Please let us know. You know, we are psychic, but you know what? Some of us are not that psychic yet. So hang out there. Okay. And she is still not quite with us, so I think I'm going to go forward with this, and I'm going to go look for her in the queue, maybe. And at the very least, we will start taking some callers here. And the best I can do for this evening here for you guys is I do the birth cards. I'm still working on my intuition and so on and so forth, but I mostly work through the cards. And when I, you know, the information that I need, I actually need, like, just a birth month and day. And if you'll give me that much, I will see what your birth card is and just tell you a little bit, you know, about yourself. Or if you have a specific question, and we do on the evening shows, we try to limit it to, you know, one question. And, you know, up front, I'll say if it's a question that I cannot answer, you know, I'll just say, hey, that's not my forte, because then it's like I'm not afraid to do that because I know what my limitations are. I'm working on this. I'm trying to do more powerful speaking and more positive speaking, but at the same time, okay, the sound is really bad. Darn. Okay, she got chance to load. Okay, there we go. And guess what? Hooray. Sue, that looks like we got you. Here we go. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Let me see if I can get this to be a little louder without losing my sound quality. There we go. Did that totally destroy my sound quality? Is that better or worse? Oh, you can't tell. Can you hear me now?
Here on the phone, it sounds better.
Okay. All righty. Oh, but you're getting
I don't know about chat room.
Chat room, okay. Okay, chat room, can you tell us how we're sounding? Is that better? Okay, and it's a little muffled. Okay, somebody, it's good, it's muffled. Okay, it's better than it was. All right. That's a good thing. Okay. Well, so we are going to take some calls and do some readings. It's like I want to do a little bit of informative here before we took our first caller and just kind of, you know, tell them a little bit about yourself and just kind of, you know, who you are, what you do, what your gift is, and, you know, because I just strictly pretty much read cards and that kind of stuff, and everybody goes, yeah. So I'm like going, well, you know, I mean, the cards I do are amazing, but, you know, and they have, like, you know, some of the stuff that's like a life reading for 20 years, and we've got yearly readings, and we've got, you know, all kinds of stuff, but those things take time, and it's like it's not as well suited for, you know, for live on-air format as it is, you know, doing a one-on-one with someone. You know, personal reading. So it's like, what exactly is it that you do for us here?
I'm just now starting to open the door back up.
Okay.
I was born with abilities. I had abilities my whole life. There are several other family members also who have abilities.
Nice. When
before I closed the door down, because I didn't really have anyone to teach me how to release things from my body, I used to be able to, I'd rub my hands together and get them warm, physically touch someone and pull whatever physical pain they had out of them.
Wow.
But
so really
that,
a healing gift.
The downfall of that was I had no one to teach me how to release it out of my body. So that started building up and building up into my body.
Wow. Okay.
Which is part of what I was told was part of the reason why I have the physical issues I have now.
Right. So,
and
yeah,
I was
okay.
told that's why I had, that was why I was advised I needed to stop doing that until I learned to release it.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. You and I will talk a little bit more about that later, but it's like, okay, for now. So you kind of closed that down about over a week when you kind of, you know, when you kind of quit doing, you know, quit doing what you did.
I also used to be able to know before somebody would pass away, someone that I knew. And I would know when they took their very last breath.
Oh, wow.
Usually it would be anywhere from 12 to 24 hours prior to it, my hands would start shaking and get ice cold. When that person took their very last breath and their spirit left their body, my hands would stop shaking and go back to normal temperature.
Wow. That's an
I would also have premonitions in dreams of things that would happen.
Wow.
It started at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
I remember freaking my mom out when I was like 7 over a situation that occurred.
Right.
I was like really, really freaked my mom out. So I was like, no, stop doing that.
You don't want to share yet.
Yes, it was like, unfortunately, my mom's generation of the family, there is not anyone with any gifts.
Oh, wow. It skipped a generation.
Yeah, and I think that's why there's so many of us in my generation that have the gifts.
I'll be done.
It skipped the whole entire generation.
Wow.
The other ability that I used to have is, especially if it was someone that I knew, if they died tragically,
right,
I would see like the last 10 minutes of that person's life. I would feel every emotion they would feel.
Wow.
Sometimes I would see exactly everything that was happening through their eyes, or I would be like a third party observing. Up above them.
Wow. Wow.
And
that's pretty intense.
That is what partially made me close the door.
Yeah, I can see why. Yeah.
You know, it was one thing when it was my brother, it was my grandmother, it was, you know, like it was their time and other
right.
family members. Also, I did the same thing with pets. But I had had someone ask me to marry them, perfect relationship, and they were killed by a drunk driver the very next day. And I saw that. I knew when they took their last breath. Seen everything that they saw, you know, prior to, you know, that last 5 minutes of the accident on the side of the road. I was seeing all of that. I felt all their emotions. I felt all of his physical pain.
Wow. Wow.
And that's what pushed me to completely close the door.
Yeah, that's I can see why that would especially if you hadn't had any training or knew what the heck was going on, that certainly would make the ordinary person want to just shut right down. Hold on, how old were you when that happened?
I was 25 years old.
Wow. So what kind of has transpired along the way to kind of make you start, you know, looking, you know, revisiting your gifts and, you know, opening back up again? It's like, is this kind of, you know, age and seasoning, or, you know, you just decided it was time? It's like, you know, because, I mean, those are amazing gifts. I mean, I know those are really hard gifts. You know, God gives all of his gifts, and it's like, that's really a tough one. It really is. So it's like, I know years ago I was told by someone that I carried something like, that I carried the quote, the death energy well. And they went, oh, you'd be wonderful working in hospice. And I went, oh, I think I'll pass on that one. Thank you. I don't think I want to do that. You know, God will find a different way, an outlet for this, you know.
Yes, I understand that completely.
Yeah, I figured you would.
To some extent, I kept the door open a little bit. Because I still had my cards that I would get out and use. I would still get premonitions. Like if say something was going to happen where I would be in a car accident, injured, I would get premonitions still.
Wow.
But I didn't want to read other people.
Right.
As far as anyone else was concerned, I didn't want to see, I didn't want to know anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, I kept that door open. I'm sorry?
And so that's a hard one. I can understand, you know, I can understand that because, man, it's like, you know, it's kind of like being the bad news guy, you know. It's like, who wants to hear the bad news? You know, when am I going to die? It's like, I can tell you. What do you think?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And it's pretty bad when my mom even made the own comment one day, you know, that she's like, have you ever noticed death is all around you? And I'm like, yes, I do know that, Mom. I'm very aware of that.
You notice.
But when you get to the point in life where you have more friends that have passed away than you actually have a living, it's kind of hard to deny that.
Yeah. And I think there's some bit about you kind of still kind of keep the contact open with them on the other side. It's like there's more to that story, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
So I still
Yeah, I still keep contact with them on the other side. There's one particular person that was my best friend, and he was also my teacher. He was, you know, started teaching me things before he was killed in Iraq.
Wow.
And we were best friends for several years.
Yeah.
And he's always stuck around. It's like the comment from the peanut gallery, because he usually have a smart comment to say about something, to be humorous.
Right.
He messed with somebody here in my house. Not a couple weeks back.
Oh, wow.
All I'm going to say is the gentleman went in to use my bathroom. He came out of my bathroom kind of freaking out. He's like, do you have a camera in there? And I'm like, no. He's like, yes, you don't. You don't lie. And I'm like, no, I don't. Why? He's like, well, I went to go pee, and over my shoulder I heard, wow.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah, that would probably tend to make somebody a little nervous with it.
And I was, and ironically, it was actually the anniversary of that person's death that this occurred.
Oh, wow.
And I was kind of rolling, laughing.
You kind of stopped in for a birthday greeting?
Yes.
That's fun. Sorry.
Yes, and I was like, Mike Meatball. And it was funny because he's like, well, it's not little. I can show you. I'm like, that's okay. I'll take your word.
That's fine. Yes. We're not in show and tell. Thank you very much. That's kindergarten. Go.
Yes. Yeah, we don't want to know.
Don't need to know. There's some things in life I don't need to know. Thank you.
All right. Exactly. But yeah, I started opening the door back up recently because I have to. It's a selfish reason why I closed the door.
Okay.
And I know that what my life purpose is the reason why death is around me all the time and why I have those gifts is because I'm supposed to help someone when they pass over.
Right.
My sole mission and my life purpose is to, when that person passes over, for them to accept that this has happened to them.
Right.
And to help them move on to where they're supposed to be. And also for their family members and friends to help them accept that this is what's happened and they are in a better place. They're okay. And to help them heal from the situation.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. That is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm slowly breaking down that wall.
Yeah.
And it's my own paranoia that I don't want to see my parents' death.
Ah. Gotcha.
And
yeah. Nobody
I know
that.
I know it's not very far off.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Don't want to know about it ahead of time. Yep, I got it. All righty, are you ready to try a caller or two here this evening? We got several people lined up waiting to ask a question or make a comment or something or other here. So would you like to talk to somebody?
Sure. I have my pendulum out tonight.
Okay. Ah, all right. That's a good one. Let's see. Whoops. Let me get back in my own chat room here. I think I just kicked myself out of my own chat room. Love it when that happens.
Yes, you did.
I'm gone. I will resurface shortly. Okay, there we go. All right. Our first caller here is from area code 201. 201, you are on live with us.
Yes. Hi. My name is Sahar. How are you?
Hi.
Hi,
how are
Sahar.
You?
Hi. I'm actually calling for a reading.
Okay.
I'm with Kelly, or what type of reading?
Love life or relationship?
Yeah.
That's your question? Okay.
Do you want to start out with that, Kelly?
I can tell her what her birth card is. If you want to tell me what your month and day is, I can give you a little look at what your birth card is and possibly what's coming up.
Okay, it's August 24th.
August 24th. Okay, you're a two of clubs with a king of clubs. And then what is your current age, like right now, before your birthday?
38.
Okay, now 38 is what you're at right now, or is that what you're going to be?
No, I'm right now 38.
Right now, 38, okay. Okay, 38, August 24th. All right, I'm going to see where you are in the scheme of things. You are... Right now, okay, oh, wow, you're just getting into, okay, you're just finishing your Saturn time, which is, you have a planetary ruling period of 52 days for the year for each of the planets. The Saturn time period started on March 21st, and it's going to end on May 12th, which is tomorrow. And then tomorrow, actually, the Uranus time frame for your card is going to start. And it'll probably be a little bit cheerier because Saturn is always a time of our challenges, the time when, your biggest challenges of the year, the biggest times of, you know, I shouldn't say something's going to go wrong. I don't want to phrase it that way. If there's going to be something happen in the year that's going to be stressful, it's most likely has been happening to you the most powerfully since March, and it's like, you know, I can say the good news is it's going to at least alleviate and shift a little bit tomorrow. Okay, you've just been going through, well, you've had the King of Spades, actually, in your Saturn time, as well as the Seven of Clubs. So it's been a time, actually, where, you know, if you were working, like, as an entrepreneur or for your own business, things like that, but it's a time frame where if you're in a leadership position for what you're doing, you would have things, you know, go very good. If you're just, you know, working a job for someone else, the power and potential of that card is not nearly, you know, what it could be. And the nice thing is here is you're coming into that Uranus time frame. You've got a two of spades and a three of spades, just back-to-back there, the two of those together. And I'm just going to take a little look here and see what they have to tell you about the upcoming time frame here. Let's see, the two is the top one, and then the three is the underlying one. And Uranus is a little bit, it's a little bit more, lighthearted, I'll say. It's what it rules Aquarius. It brings a partnership involving land or real estate, humanitarian work, or some sort of futuristic technology, or possibly some new age type of work. It includes computers, other forms of high technology. It's bound to be innovative or unusual in some way, and it might happen unexpectedly. This partnership may cause you a bit of uncertainty, or it might happen too fast for you, you feel like you're like on a roller coaster ride, you know, it's just going to go like really quick. But it's one of the best influences for spending quality time with a friend or a group of friends. And then with that underlying one, the three of spades, it talks of creativity, stress, you know, working two jobs at once. And again, it indicates indecision, actually, about a real estate deal or your work or affairs with employers or psychic experiments. During this time period, you may find yourself either working two jobs at the same time or finding some kind of creative outlet in which to invest yourself. Whether it's positive, stressful, this will kind of depend on how you use the strong creative influence. It depends on your free will. The three of spades a lot of times is called the artist card. That's the name of it. And for this reason, it's a wonderful and beneficial influence for self-expression and creative work of all kinds. You know, so if you're baking cakes or building brick walls, it doesn't matter. It's like, you know, you're going to have some kind of creativity going there. You can do really a lot towards relieving any mental worry and anxiety just by getting yourself involved in some kind of creative project. So you can get those, you know, creative juices going, and so you have an outlet for that. And that's what I got for just, you know, it's going to be coming up from starting tomorrow and for about the next 52 days. What are you getting for us, Sue?
Well, I had a chance to play with my pendulum and ask a couple questions.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
On your romantic life.
Yes.
For my pendulum, I got that you will be in a romantic relationship with someone. It is not someone that you presently know. that you will meet this person sometime in the month of July, and they will meet this person through someone that you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to meet this person through a friend.
Okay, what about past relationship, which is you broke up? Do you see anything?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, the
okay,
connection is a little bit bad. No, I was actually specifically asking about my, let's say, past relationship now because we broke up. Do you see this is the end of it, or do you see anything for this relationship this weekend?
I see this. I'm sorry. I see this as the end of this relationship. You're going to meet someone new. And you're going to meet somebody new in the month of July, and it'll be through a friend. It's going to be a much healthier relationship and a better relationship than the one that you just came out of.
All right, so that that relationship is over.
Yes, it's over.
Actually, you were talking in the beginning. I have an interesting story, if we have time, about a dream and something happened in real life. I had a weird dream of a lot of white birds, small bird. It was flying all over me, and one of them stood on my head, and my dog killed it. Then I put the small bird, white bird, in a bag, and I left. When I came back, I found my dog inside the bag and killed all the white birds. Then a huge amount of black bird came. It was kind of a weird dream. A week after that, I found outside my house a white pigeon. So I took it home, and I was afraid if she has a disease or something. So I put her in the backyard, and she keeps walking and coming to my door. So and I called the, you know, the wild animal place, and I took her there. And the next day when I checked on her, they told me she died.
Oh.
So I don't even know what that.
Do you have an opinion on that, Kelly?
Wow. A little bit.
I know, it's scary. And I know in my culture, white bird in a dream is kind of death or a spiritual message. That's what I know from my background. But to have it in a dream, then I have it in a real life. And when I took her away from my house, she died. It kind of freaked me out.
Yeah. Wow, I can see why. A little bit of precognitive stuff going on, you know, and I will say, you know, everybody's tired of hearing the word, you know, ascension, blah, 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 you know, but we do have a lot of new spiritual energies opening up, and this has been, you know, I mean, literally the gates and the portals and stuff started opening somewhere around December 3rd in 2012, and it's like, so we're fully, you know, what, January, February, March, April, May, we're 5 months into this, and people are starting to dream things and to, you know, see things, and it's like, a lot of it is just, you know, and since it's your dream, you know, and since it's something that has relevance and meaning for you, you know, definitely go with what you feel is, you know, some of the interpretation with that. So it's like, you know, if you kind of go, in my dream, white birds mean this, it's like, you know, go with that, because that's kind of what's happening to everybody. Everybody is, you know, your own level of intuition and, you know, psychic feeling and hunches or whatever is opening up. Everybody's just starting to open up. And it's like, you know, we're starting to get messages through dreams, through astral travel, through, you know, sometimes you just hear voices, you know, it's like, that's really freaky. You know, all of a sudden we're going along, and, you know, somebody's doing
what does that mean when it's white birds? And it's scary. I don't know if it's good or bad.
I have an odd question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you were having these dreams and the birds were coming into your dreams and the bird had, you know, the bird had died and everything, were you still in a relationship with this last person you were with?
No, we weren't broken up.
Okay. Mm.
And it was a tough breakup also.
Okay, yeah, you definitely do not need to go back to this relationship.
Yeah. Cleanse, a little bit of cleansing.
Yep, I would definitely stay away from this relationship with this person. It's not healthy for you.
Yeah, but what's the white birds in the dream mean? And then I see a real pigeon in my house.
A real pigeon, and that's white, yeah. And you know, and you were saying it's like, you know, in your culture, it's like, you know, the white birds, you know, mean something spiritual. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
There's two explanations to white bird: a death or a message from a spirit or something. So I'm not sure which one.
Right. Okay. Could be a little bit of both. You know, since there was like, because you said there was a flock of them, so it's like there were several. It's, you know, possibility out there. And I'm going to just say, you know, there's a lot of good dream books on the market, but we do have, I'm trying to think who on our team is kind of a dream interpreter. You know, it's like, because I know we have, I think Pamela does a little bit on the dreams. And yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, I know Jester does a little bit with the dreams too. It's like, you know, this definitely would be one of those things. We would love to have you call back and ask this question again, either with Pamela on Tuesday. Or let me think. I'm thinking Jethro hosts. I believe Jethro hosts on Wednesdays. Yeah, he hosts on Wednesdays with Janine, and I think he hosts a little bit on Thursday with Dina. And you know, so it's like we would definitely love to have you call back and ask that. I'm gonna say for my own feeling on it is just, you know, from what you said, spiritually, I think you're getting spiritual messages. There might be a lot of them. Also possibly that it might be, you know, the spiritual is the death. It's like, they're, you know, like what Sue said, you know, might be the death of this relationship. The other thing I'm just going to say is you might just be aware whenever you end a relationship, sometimes you have stringers. You know, it's like you know, because you create ties and cords, you know, with that person that you're trying to be in a relationship with. You might just need a little bit of cleansing. It's like that's what I'm feeling that maybe, you know, the blackbirds are about is, just make sure it's like weeding your garden. You know, pretend your body is your garden and just kind of go through and maybe just see if there's any carrots or potatoes, you know, or something like that, fish string, you know, whatever. Something that doesn't feel quite like it's your energy, you know, if you do the meditation stuff. And just kind of remove this, you know, make a conscious thing, you know, just say, you know, God or whoever you call on. It's like, you know, please remove this out of my energy field because this is not my energy. I don't want it. You know, blessings to wherever it came from. But like, you know, let it return to its owner. And just, you know, remove it from me because I don't need that anymore. And just kind of do a cleansing. I know some of Jethro stuff is, you know, either sage yourself or you can take a bath, like, you know, with vinegar and sea salt. Shower, you can, you know, rub yourself down, like, with carnations, you know, and take a shower, that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, do something physical for a physical cleanse as well. It's like, you know, do an energetic cleanse and do a physical cleanse. Does that make sense?
Yes. See, okay. That's the same thing I was picking up, which is why I was curious, because she was still in the relationship with this person, because that's what I was picking up.
Yeah, I think there's always there. I think that it's those energetic ties that, you know, it's like you always, and so many people, they just don't know about it, you know. It's like, because anytime you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, you're going to have those ties. And some people go on, oh, my goodness, you know, for years. It's like every person they date, and it's like, you know, you finally, you know, you get to see them, and it's like they're kind of like, they got like fishing lines hanging out like all over them, man. And you're going, whoa. You know, did anybody ever tell you how to pull these suckers out? Because, you know, so many people, and here's my big thing, so many people tell you, oh, cut the cord. And I go, oh, my God, no. What I learned from the stuff that I do is you never, never, never cut a cord. You take it like it's a bad potato. You take it like it's a carrot or root vegetable that you are trying to pull up out of the ground and harvest. You surround it with, you know, white spirit, energy light, you know, Holy Spirit, whatever it is, you know, you want to call that. Flood around that, and you literally grab a hold of that thing and you pop it out. You never cut it, because when you cut things and they stay within your energy field, they can cause physical diseases later in life. And it's like, just like what Sue was saying, when she worked on people and removed stuff, she didn't know how to shed it and get it out, and now she's having physiological, you know, problems with getting stuff out of her body. So relationships are like that too. When you go through a relationship, when you end a relationship, go through and cleanse yourself. So just make sure you're going through that cleansing process, and I think that might be the dark birds, is, you know, just make sure that you don't leave anything that is going to be a rock or potato or, you know, whatever, like, in your energy field that's not yours. Does that make sense?
Yes, and you're right, because it does. I got ulcers because of it, because of the whole stress.
Time to move those out of there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. But
Thank you so much for your time.
You betcha. You know, and I absolutely would, you know, encourage you to call back, you know, like Tuesday to Pamela or Wednesday to Thursday to Jessica, if I can get a second opinion, you know. Because I'm not the be all end all. You know, we just get the feelings that we get, you know, on the day and time and space that we're in. It's like, You know, you might come into a totally different day and you might have done some work on yourself. And it's like, you know, you get the upgraded version. So they might give you a little, you know, another piece of the puzzle on a different day.
I will definitely, because I'm very interested. Like, I mean, I know people's dream and they're unconscious because they're thinking about the person or whatever, but to have it in a real life, a real life vision, and when I left it, take away from the house to die, it was just, like, it crushed
yeah.
me. And
I know. That's what we kind of sad, because you kind of go, it's like, if I had kept it, would it have lived? You know, that's what you kind of sort of think there.
I know.
Like, if I had taken care of it, it would have lived.
Yeah. And the sad part, she can't fly. And every time I would put her all the way in the backyard, she walks, she hops and walks until my door, because she wanted to go inside.
Oh.
And it's just.
Oh, she wanted to go someplace safe. She might have been someplace
yeah.
pet or something. Oh, dang.
It really
yeah.
crushed me.
Yeah, I can see why. It's like, you know what, and the little tie that's with that, it's like, do a little release with that too, because I can tell you've got some energetic feelings with that, you know, with the connection with the bird. It's like, you know, thank you, God, that, you know, you brought her to me, and it's like, I'm sorry I didn't have the knowledge to, you know, to help her. And it's like, you know, help me not feel bad about this, and, you know, let her spirit be on the wings of, you know, whatever. And it's like, and have some loving with that, and, you know, don't blame yourself and don't beat yourself up on that, okay? Because, you know,
you.
It's like, We all do the best we can. That's, you know, and sometimes we act and we do things with imperfect knowledge, but it's like, yeah, you know, we're spirits having a human experience, and you know, sometimes we don't get things right, but it's like, it doesn't mean you give up. It's like, it means you just go, you know what, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, and it's like, let's go on, you know, but forgive yourself and you're okay. All righty.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All righty. And thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Yes, indeed. All righty. Let's look at our second caller here. Area code 256. 256, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. And who are we talking to tonight?
This is Kimberly from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hi, Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly.
Say again.
I said, hello, Kimberly. We're glad to have you on.
Hi.
You have a question for Sue, or what would you like to hear about?
Yeah, I have a question. I about 2 years ago, I was in a screenwriting class, and I had started writing a story, then I stopped. But I'm just asking if I should. I thought about writing a maybe a screenplay about a college that I attended. Is actually historically black college, and I was just wondering, should I write about it?
Before you even finished your question, my pendulum started going wild. And it is a definite yes. And it's also saying you should finish the story that you originally started.
Wow.
But I mean, if you could only see my pendulum. How fast it's swinging. Because I said you were halfway through your question and it just started going yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's always been a dream of mine to write about it because it's so rich in history. And I just wanted to write a screenplay and maybe make a movie one day.
Cool. Oh, it definitely went back to a yes.
Okay.
Nice. And another thing you could check into or start is get in touch, after you write your book, get in touch with different local organizations that do history, different historical societies, and try starting out with them. You know, talk to them, and you could possibly have your book published at some point by, you know, a historical society.
Cool.
And then
okay.
that would get your foot in the door to get it published by a bigger company. But
okay.
that would, you know, that would help with people recognizing it and getting you started.
Okay.
All right. All righty. Well, thank you for calling
right.
me tonight.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Have a very good evening.
You too. Call
back and let us know how. Call back and let us know how that goes.
I will
definitely like to hear you when you're a published author. Maybe we can interview you.
All right.
Cool.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Good night. All righty. Clicking along here. And Sue, we got about, this has gone really fast. We got about 10 minutes left with Sue, and it's like, and then Greg and Inez are going to come on here. Let's see. We have with us right now, though, area code 770. 770, you are on with us.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Pretty good.
Now, who's doing the reading tonight? Both of you?
I'm having trouble with the hearing. It's like, say that again. It's like,
who's going to read in tonight? You and the other young lady?
Sue, yeah. We call her Psychic Sue. How do you do? Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm calling about relationship. Relationship, that's the question I have about relationship.
Okay.
I'm talking about male relationship, not girlfriend.
Oh, that was funny because my pendulum was just swinging in a circle and it went straight to yes when you said you were talking about a male relationship.
Yes, okay.
And what would you like to know?
I would like to know, will it be successful?
Yes. As soon as you started saying that, it went to a direct yes.
It will be successful.
Yes.
Wow.
I feel that there's still some issues from past relationship that one of you need to work on. Like there's still some lingering energy from somebody.
Uh-huh.
And the energy just needs to be pushed out into the universe, go away, and it'll be a very successful relationship.
So it's not me per se.
Correct.
So it has nothing to do with me per se.
That is correct. It's an issue of a past relationship that this other person was in.
Oh.
And whether it's maybe fears that he has, and that's what's holding him back in this relationship with you. And he needs to, address his fears that he has.
Is he a little shy and intimidated by me?
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
What could I do to smooth that out?
I would just be patient.
Just be patient?
I would be very patient and, don't really push anything too much. Let him accept that, okay, this is who you are. Yes, you are a trusting person. Yes, he can trust you. No, you're not going to break his heart. And it'll be very successful after that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know. Okay.
All right.
Will it lead to marriage?
No, it doesn't want to answer that. It's just, it's swinging in a circle now.
Like,
circle.
I guess I can work on that after we smooth these other things out.
One of the other things that you can do is light a pink candle for him.
Light a pink candle for him? Okay.
Yes, light a pink candle for him and call upon your guides and call upon the angels to help heal him. Help heal his heart from past relationships. And help heal his fear and everything that he has.
Okay.
It's still something, because there's a little bit of energy there, something holding on from a past relationship that's making him gun shy with you.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
I guess you understand that?
I don't understand. Do I understand it, you say?
Yes.
I understand
yes.
what you're saying, and I don't know anything about the relationship, but. I do. Well, he did tell me about one relationship that I guess his emotions was really damaged. He was hurt over that, but he said he's over it. But
I think a lot of time we all say we over it, but I'll say we're over it. But there's still something that lingers there. It makes us gun shy.
Yeah, because I questioned him about that. I said, you telling me this, but I think you're still holding on to it. Oh, say, oh, no, I've been over that. But I don't know.
It's the other person's energy.
Honey?
It's the other person's energy that's still lingering.
he's done with that relationship. You know, way over that relationship. And he says he's over the situation. It's like he is, but there's something about that person's energy that's still holding him back, and he isn't aware of it.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Interesting. Well, okay. He lives in another state. Would he move to the same state that I'm in?
My pendulum's just swinging in a circle on that.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Well, you never know. You may decide you want to move where he is.
I don't think I want to go to Missouri. No. Mm-mm.
I've been there. I understand that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the state. Nothing wrong with the state.
There's no perfect place. I know that, but I think I'd rather stay in Atlanta, Georgia.
I've been to Atlanta also. I understand that.
Yes, uh-huh.
I always end up back here in New York, though. Not the
right,
city.
Right.
I live in Sixville.
That's where I would rather be. With all the culture.
I'm a country girl through and through.
Say what?
I'm a country girl through and through.
You are? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm a city girl. I like city life. I love the country. I love to get away and go to the country, but I love the culture there in New York, in the Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much culture there. That's what I love about it.
Very true.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of culture there in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's improving more and more. Each year I see more and more. Yeah, a lot goes on, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, I would definitely burn the pink candle for him and ask the angel
and
to
ask
help
the,
release.
Burn a
I'm
pink
sorry?
Candle. But peach is like fluffy love, though, isn't it?
Well, pink is like red is passion.
Yes.
And when you go with the pink, it's going to be more of a lasting, pure type of love. It's also a gentle love because passion can burn out very quickly.
Yes, it does. Yes. Mhm.
It burns out like a flame.
So I would light a pink candle and ask the Holy Spirit to heal him.
To help. Yes.
Okay. I have a pink candle, too. I would definitely do that tomorrow.
Good.
And
I think it may take a couple days, but I think you'll notice a difference.
How long would I let the candle burn for? Let it burn out or for hours?
Preferably let it burn out on its own.
Oh, that's a big candle.
You might want to go to the dollar store and get a small pink one.
No. I'm not. I think I have two pink ones up, but they're tall. They're big ones. I just burn it. I just let it burn until it burns out. Okay.
But yes, definitely ask. Like I said, ask them to heal his heart and heal him from all past relationships.
Okay, that's why he acts shy and like intimidated and okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for
thank you.
In.
Thank you. I'm glad I called. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Call back.
I will.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And, Sue, we have like about just a little over a minute with you, and then I believe we've got Greg and Inez are coming up next here, so we're going to go into our second hour. So it's like, I want to thank you very, very, very much for coming in here and hanging in with us for this first hour here, and I know we'll see you again.
Well, thank
There's
you for having me.
A lot of people out there going,
I apologize for being a little late. I had company.
No. Yeah, I think you were having, it's like, I know your computer issues. It's like, I think you have worse computer problems than I do. And it's like, I still say it's the energy that we run. It's like messing those computers up just every now and then.
Oh, it does. It doesn't help when you have spirits playing with them.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Okay.
No, let's see. Yes, 215 is in the queue. Yes, in fact, 215, you are, area code 215, you are going to be next year. And it's like, oh, no, we lost our 360 area code. let's see. We lost Greg. Oh, no, where'd you go? Okay, call back in. Okay, very good. Anyways, that again, rats. It reminds me of, I don't know if you remember that old TV show Bewitched, you know, Elizabeth Montgomery. It's like, you know, how they pop in and pop out. It's like, that's what's happening to Greg's number. He pops out. I'm like, going, whoa. I don't know whether blog's blogging him or what.
That's why I might have some joke that, you know, BTR has PMS because of all the energy.
Yeah, I think they won't admit it. We think they might have some Achu viruses in their machinery too. It's like, we're not sure. Either that or the gremlins have lost their socks, so we're not sure what happened with that. I was going to ask, it's like, are you doing readings privately yet? You know, do you have a contact number for people that you want to let them know, or do you have like a web page up yet, or an email or something like that? You know, so if people want to get a hold of you and say, hey, you know, can you do a reading for me, or you know, kind of like a special introductory special, you know, kind of like what Pamela's done with the, you know, three for 25 or something like that. You know, I didn't know if you had something that you wanted to tell us where you were at and what you were doing.
I haven't started any of that yet. I was thinking about doing it this week, but I kind of had my door completely kicked open, and it kind of freaked me out.
Wow.
I had a friend that was murdered this week.
Oh, jeepers. Not a good week to start. Okay.
No.
All righty. All right, and they are back in, and they're standing by here. So thank you again. Thank you very much for being on here with us. And it's like, we're going to start with them, and we'd like to say we will see you again. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.
You betcha. All right, we will talk with you again.
Okay.
Hang in there. All righty, and we are going to go pick up here with, I think we're going to pick up here with our gremlin. So there we go. Okay, we have. It's spinning around for you guys. There we go. Greg, have I got you? And I have.
Hey, Kelly, how's it going?
Yay. It's been an interesting night. We've had the blog gremlins visiting us periodically, so it's okay.
Hey, no problem. Easy breezy.
Exactly. Something like that. All righty. Well, I will just turn this over to you guys and let you kind of rock and roll along and give people your information and all that wonderful stuff, and play some songs. It's like, I know people are starting to go, Greg plays his own music, really? So I'm like going, I didn't put a song on, you know, start. So I'm like going, you know, if you want me to, I can. But, you know, you guys play really awesome music. And it's like that meditation that Inez did, it's like, you know, you were strumming along. I was going, man, that was really awesome. It's like, you guys surprised me. Every time I come on, I'm going, man, you're doing something different. You're doing something new. I'm like going, whoa. So anyway, take it away, Greg and Inez.
All right. Well, I got one ready to go if you want me to play one.
Sure.
Okay. This one's called Saturday Morning Jam. Who knows the evening, though?
Cool.
Thank you.
Williamson. We are called the NRG Psychics. You can visit our website at nrgpsychics.com. Please do. And hit the Facebook button there, too. We have a pretty cool Facebook site.
Glad to be here tonight.
Oh, boy. This is kind of a, kind of a surprise, but hey, it's all good. We'd love to take your calls here. The number is 773-897-6461. And let's see if Kelly's got a little message on here for us. No, okay, cool. So, yeah, Kelly, if you want to shoot us the area codes on the, either on your Skype page or the chat, doesn't really matter, I guess, either one. We got both up. So we got a couple topics we were thinking about talking about. I don't know, this one's just off the top of my head, actually. Inez and I are fans. We don't really watch that much TV because we don't have the time. We're working all the time.
I would watch more of it.
We would if we could, but yeah. There's a show on Fox called Touch that we watch, and you know it's one of the few network TV shows that we watch actually. And they had the finale episode last night. It's kind of like a psychic show. It's about these two kids that are very talented and they have special gifts. Yeah, I was wondering if so. That's like we thought maybe if anybody was fans of that show, if they wanted to talk about that. That's one possible topic. And then I'm always hit to talk about alien disclosure. Oh, you know, I just get sick of it.
And I am happy to talk about relationships, crystals, and animals. I love to talk about those, even though Greg probably gets sick of them sometimes.
Oh, no, I don't say that. I love animals. And another topic that, yeah, I just started doing some Zen meditation this week. If anybody's into that, that's kind of cool.
And I'm more than happy to talk about visualization and trance work. So we've got a lot of different ideas about stuff to talk about.
All right, cool. Well, we got a caller, area code 215, so why don't we jump to that, and then we'll see what comes up.
All right.
Welcome to the show, area code 215. How are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Great.
Hi, my name's Jackie, and I actually called Inez earlier in the week for a reading. I didn't know you guys beyond.
Right,
I had called in the prior hour.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I do have a question, and it's about my dad, actually. He is, he's in a nursing home, and he's not doing great. And I just want to prepare myself if he's getting ready to transition soon.
Well, you know, I have to say that that's one thing. I don't make predictions about passages. But, how long has he been there?
Almost 3 years.
3 years now. And, I'm wondering if he's had a chance to, what is his first name?
Well, it's Francis James, but he goes by, he went Jim, but in the nursing home, everybody calls him Francis.
All right. And what's his birthday?
Everybody called him Jim.
Oh, no, his birthday.
His birth date, I'm sorry. It's September 30th.
Okay, great. Great. You know, what I'm feeling is that there's things that he wants to talk about. He's still talking, correct?
He is, but he's mostly in, like, I can't understand a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. We know when there's times when he's especially coherent. I'm feeling like he would really. What happened?
What? No.
Oh, that he would really love to talk about his life and his life story, and to encourage him to do that, because I think that. You know, that kind of helps him to take stock of everything that he's done in his life and really appreciate it and kind of have that time to make some connections before he transitions, whenever that is.
The nurse, last week when I was in, the nurse asked him if he knew who I was, and he said yes, and I said who, and he named his oldest sister, who had been dead for like 40 years.
Mhm.
And he's always known who I was.
Uh-huh.
And that's what just made me think that I kind of have to prepare.
Uh-huh. You know, one other thing that just something to consider and has there been any medication changes, or has he had a bladder infection?
No, but he did have a he did have pneumonia.
Oh yes, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I still think that you're seeing some residual loss of function related to the pneumonia, and I would get an expert in there, you know, to make that delineation. But I think that's what you're seeing is. You know, that that's more of a pseudo-dementia than that he's, you know, I have a feeling that if he gets better, that some of that will clear up.
Okay, because I had asked the nursing staff to let him get looked at by the doctor last week, and they didn't do it. I don't know why they didn't do it, but I was really agitated at them. And so, once again, I requested that he be seen by the doctor.
Mhm.
So,
good for you, because you know you're his advocate now, and that's you. It's right to be forceful in a situation like this.
Yeah, I've been forceful for a long time with them.
Absolutely, good. I got a hunch that there's pneumonia's a big illness anyways, and when you're older like that, it really it can make things confusing, and oftentimes you can see that function come back.
Okay, because he has bounced back, like, a lot. He was on the verge of death at least twice recently, like in the past, 3 years, and both times he, really bounced back. So it's like kind of like a roller coaster, and
well,
so.
I'm going to send him prayers and love and healing tonight. I'll send him some Reiki. And absolutely, I do have a good feeling about him. I feel like he's a fighter.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, what I'm getting, Jackie, is that he's really prepared to make a really successful transition. I have King of Cups, which is about... he's a person that has served others in his life, very considerate person. Then I have the World card, and that's about the path of liberation and successful completion of the cycle. which is particularly poignant for this particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Seth Roth, which is about his courage and that he's forging ahead. So I think he's at least you can take some solace in the fact that on this ring, I would say he's going to make a very good transition, one that'll be easy.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You guys take care.
Bye-bye, Jack. Thanks, Vaughn. And we have a little, we have some callers that are in the queue, but they haven't raised their hand to talk, and they can do that by pushing on the one. Pushing the one button.
Don't be shy.
And we have Brian 8120. If you could push one, we could talk to you because you've been waiting for longer. So we would like to take the first one. You're up. What do we have? 989.
Yep, we got 989 next. It's like the like I said, there's some callers in queue that you know, if you guys are on a Skype call, it's like you need to click the one and let us know. Otherwise, we just think you're listening because a lot of people do that. They'll just call in because they get better sound quality listening into the queue. 989 is with us.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
This is Christy. Hi. I was on the chat, so you guys know that we had buried, like, my dad today. And how long does it take for him to come through to you guys to for him to give me a message?
Oh, we actually weren't reading the, oh, you buried your dad today. Wow. Okay, I didn't catch that part on the chat. I'm sorry. Amazing and comforting. My dad was talking to his family before he passed as if he was talking to me. Just for the benefit of the people that aren't on the chat, so I figured I'd read what you were saying so that we know we're all together. Okay. And so what was your question about that? About your dad's passing?
Right. Now, would you be able to communicate with him now, or like is there a time period that
I feel like what is his name and his birthday, first name?
His name is Herman, and his birthday is 7/1.
Okay. And it's coming through to me that this is very recent, very fresh, so I feel like his energies are still partially here in this denser reality. And I do have the sense that he is, you know, that he's successfully passed over. And I feel like he knows where he's going, but he's in a place where he still wants to kind of hang on and watch over you and his, you know, his people, his surroundings. It's still very fresh. So I do have the sense that he is in peace and out of pain and filled with a great deal of love. He wants you to know that that he really loves you and he feels very connected to you, like any differences that you have melted away. And he wants you to know that, you know, you will be reunited someday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like with the service today, I've had a peace, like with the showing yesterday and the service today. You know, I'm usually a very sensitive, very emotional, and I have dealt with like depression in like my past, and I believe that. With me being by his side for, like, the time that I needed to be while he was sick, that he had made me so strong to deal with his passing. And in a way, like, I feel selfish because I'm so at peace in my heart. Like, what I never thought that I was going to feel that way. I thought I'd feel empty and hopeless, but I mean, like, this peace that I have within myself, I know it comes from him, but, you know, I hope everybody that loses somebody gets to that point that they feel this peace.
Yes, that's really, you know, it feels like it was
a profound experience,
but also, like, he was sick for a while.
Yes, he was. He had cancer for 5 years. In February, he was told he was cancer-free, and then he had an infection, and it was the infection that had took over that they weren't able to take, you know, help him. And he was on hospice for 3 weeks, and he was here at my mom's house, and you know, I feel him more at my mom's house than at my own house, which I'm sure that's common. But, you know, I really hope that people that lose their loved ones, that they find that. And, you know, like, I really feel him in me. It is just an amazing feeling.
You know, it's a mixed blessing, but I think when somebody has a longer illness like that, you have a little bit of time to slowly let go and help him to prepare. And I feel like, you know, they trust you very much, and that you are on the right path. I think it's really beautiful, and I think I was great that you could be there with him at that time, at that so important time, and that he is, you know, around you still. It's very, in the early days when a person passes, in general, that's the easiest time to connect with them, particularly in the wee hours of the night and in the wee hours of the morning.
Yes, yes, and I used to take care of him at night, so my mom could sleep, and usually he was up all day, or he would sleep all day, and he was up all night, and that's when we had our special talks, things that I needed to clear off of my chest, and it was more heart-to-heart more than anything, and I really feel that he had prepared me for his passing, knowing how weak I've been in the past. However, what I really want to know is, what sign is it that he will give me from day to day? I mean, is there a certain symbol that I should be looking for, a bird, or what will, like, connect me to him? Physically, you know, I mean, because I feel him in my heart, but what physical thing should I look for?
I have a feeling that you may feel a touch on your shoulder, perhaps some chills, kind of a chill. And if there's something that he really loved, a certain smell, you might smell that smell, like if there was a cologne or something that he wore. I'm not getting a cologne. But.
Yeah, I think that I don't think. You know, you characterize yourself as weak, and I don't think that at all. I think that you're really strong, and that that you're so in tune with him that I don't think you have to have any worry about this sign that you're going to see. It's just really a matter of being aware about it.
And, you'll know it.
And you'll know it, yeah. So just don't fret about it, and be aware that it's coming. It's just
about
having the intent that you're going to see it. You know what I mean? If you set the intent, then it will kind of, you'll be prepared for it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call today. And like I had said, you know, that I hope everybody feels that. And with the previous caller, with her father being ill, you know, don't take things for granted, you know. And it's, you know, me talking with my dad, like, it was amazing. And just to let out every fear or sadness that I felt that we talked about gave me peace. and today was a celebration, and it was pretty awesome. So thank you for taking my call so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I really feel honored that you're to be a part of this process that you're going through. I mean, and I want to say kudos to the people on the chat, too. I mean, this is a pretty, you know, usually this is a topic most people don't want to talk about, it, but I'm kind of amazed at the level of the discussion going on here. It's really cool. So, great.
Interesting. And do call back for our callers, you know, call back and let us know how you're going. We'd love to hear from you guys again.
Okay, so do we have somebody ready in the queue there, Kelly? Or
we do. There's a the Skype one is a you are on.
There, hey there, how are you?
Oh wow, I love this energy so far. Who's this?
Hey, this is Marion. Everybody's doing well tonight. Greg, Marion. Hey, Greg, that was you playing the guitar, right?
Right.
All right, now I said I need to hire you to come go. You know, we should get us a couple of gigs and we can make some money.
Are you a singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a nice voice. I like it. It's cool.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm calling to kind of work y'all too. Kind of similar. I know, right? So, because like I'm relaxed now. So I heard the voice of a friend of mine that died, but I can't hear anything outside of him just saying the name that he would call me. And I guess I just want to see if there's anything I'm missing, or like if there's a message you guys need to tell me or something.
Now, what did he say?
He just calls me by my name. I hear him calling me my name.
Oh, you just heard him saying Marion.
No, well, no, what? That isn't what he called me. That's not the name that he called me. So he'll say like my whole name. He'll put a miss on it and say my whole name, but like which is really a little nickname.
He's a real gentleman, huh?
Yeah. So he's somebody that, you know, and so I'm like, I hear him, but at the same time, I'm just trying to get clear on that.
You're trying to get clear on what, because you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I thought I heard it too. Okay, so I'm trying to see if there's something that I'm missing. So maybe I'm blocking him because I'm really feeling shocked that he's actually gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even shocked. I'm numb. A part of me wants to say he's going to call me and say it was a joke to see how I will react to it. But
yeah,
it's been too long. But it's been too long for him to say that. Like, he would have done it by now.
Yeah, I'd say that you kind of have to get in touch with this kind of, to open up a channel. Sometimes you have to prepare a little bit and set your intent. It might take a little while. I mean, do you have a lot of experience with, like, say, meditation or some other spiritual practice?
And that's the thing, Greg. Usually, I should have known that something was going on with him because prior to his death, he was anyone that's really in my spirit. I'm either going to see them or something is up with them, so I need to contact them. Usually, that's how it goes. So this time, I kept saying that, and then he called me like the Saturday before, and we missed the call because I was singing. And I couldn't take the call. And I said, I'll do it when I get home, but I didn't. And then the actual day that it actually happened, I was so baffled that I couldn't find the right number to call him. And then the next day after it happened, I still hadn't been notified, but I just was in this, I couldn't get out of bed. I could not function.
You felt it. You felt like
right. Your body reacted.
Yes. And I kept saying, I got to call him. But I could not get out that bed and I couldn't find the number again. And I said, okay, this is something's going on. And then a day later, I get the call from his daughter saying, I wanted to be the one to tell you that, you know, my dad passed away because he thought very highly of you. And I'm thinking, what?
Yeah.
Wow. You were shocked, huh?
I'm thinking it's a joke.
I would, you know, open to him late at night.
Yeah, like right before you go to bed. That's like really
right,
the best time.
Yeah, right before you go to bed or right as you're waking up. And, you know, just think of him. And I think you may feel his presence around you because I feel like he lightens up your spirit and you may feel a bit lighter because I feel like when he left, you just felt this profound heaviness.
And you can just welcome him in too. You know, like just, you know, just say, you know, I'm here. I'd like to talk to you. Sometimes if you get into a place that's like spiritually powerful for you, you know, sometimes people like to do it in a nature area that they really like, that they feel really relaxed in. The main thing is you want to kind of get into an alpha state, either kind of the state that you usually get into right before you go to sleep. But a lot of times people actually get into that state when they're in nature.
Or a beta state.
Because spirit can come through a lot easier, you know.
Okay.
Because the beta state with the waking consciousness is full of mind chatter, and so they can't break through, you know. It's really hard for them to get through. You want to try to make it easy for them, then they'll be kind of welcome them, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a challenge for him because he knows that I deal in this realm, but I think a part of him is still like, what? I get to do what?
I kind of get a feeling that he's still kind of bouncing back and forth.
I agree.
You may feel him over the next few days.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and because of the physical reaction you had, I would say that you definitely, to me, that tells me that you already have this
connection.
Yeah, this primal connection. So it shouldn't be that hard, actually. It might take a little bit of just be patient. It'll come. I still think you have a little bit of guilt over the whole not getting in touch with them stuff and kind of just let that subside. I think that will open up the channel a little bit, too.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it. And like I said, who knows, Greg? I may have to call you.
I would love it. I love your voice. Sounds great.
Thank you. Yeah, right. And you were playing my type of music. All right, thank you both so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Many blessings.
Blessings
really?
And peace abound. Thank you.
Ah, we're on the death kick. Well, that's okay. You know, it's very moving, actually. I mean, it's kind of sad in our culture, I think, that we don't can't have a free discussion about making the transition. I think it's one of the, you know, kind of the shortfalls in this particular time that we're living in. Seems like we always try to shuffle off the old people and put them out of the way so we don't see them, you know. And I think it's horrible the way we treat our elderly. Really. I kind of like more the Native American way of honoring the elders. I think it's kind of a healthier way to go for a society, what do you think? All right. Well, let's see if we have another call out there. Do we, Kelly?
Yes, indeedy, we do.
We're going wild.
Our next one here is, and thank you for calling in, sister. And it's like, we hope to hear from you again. Next area code is 760. Let's see. Oh, goody. And I've got one of these moments going on with blog that I'm not sure. We got two things spinning here, and it's like it's having one of its own little moments here. So let me see if we can get 760 on. Oh, goodness. All right. There we go. We got 760 on. Yay. You made it.
Angel energy to Kelly. Okay. We got, what was it, 760? Is that it?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hi.
Your name and birthday, please.
Oh, Gabriella. May 1st is my birthday.
Cool. Welcome.
Huh?
How can we be of help? Welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, the general reading or is anything that I should know or...
All right. I will read some, do a little reading for you. So, I see you have the Ace of Wands coming up. And this is about stepping forward. It's about really, in terms of how your past affects your very near future. This is about really
I'm sorry, what was that?
In terms of how your past affects the very near future, this is a time where you're finding your motivation and really discovering what it is you love to do. You're going to be finding over the next few days that you're feeling especially energized, and you're really going to have that fire in the belly. You're really going to feel energized and, like, moving forward. And
yeah.
See the Nine of Cups coming up in the future position.
Yeah.
And I see the Nine of Cups coming up in the future position, the Nine of Cups.
Uh-huh.
And that's about that emotional abundance.
Mm-hmm.
About celebrating your life, getting in tune with what you want to see happen. It's about having that joy with friends and family. And mm-hmm. it's because that it's a time of wishes coming true, of really feeling the love, feeling the connection. And it's a time when your friendship is especially valued by others.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the Queen of Wands coming up in terms of factors affecting your situation. And this suggests that it is a time to really get in that place, feel that energy, feel your creativity shine through. You now feel those leadership qualities. You have the ability to feel very passionate about things, and it's about really stepping out and letting it be known to the rest of the world what you want to make happen, because it's your life and you can make it happen. What do you got, Greg?
I don't know. I'm kind of seeing that. I'm wondering if Gabrielle, you've been through something kind of a disappointing in the relationship area there.
Right now?
Yeah.
Or in the past?
I see that you're kind of missing someone right now. You're at the Five of Cups. Maybe you're feeling a little bit like a little sense of loss or melancholy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm kind of seeing that. Then I have the Nine of Rods, which is about maybe you might be thinking about trying to get some more spontaneity into your emotional life.
More what?
Spontaneity, kind of off the cuff, just, you know, going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much going with your gut, really.
Uh-huh.
It's planning a journey or maybe moving to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Eight of Pentacles, which is about a time where you are trying to learn new skills and move on to a new phase of your life where you need. You might need to find a mentor or somebody that's going to help you with something that you want to accomplish in your life that you feel really passionate about and that you're kind of you haven't really set about doing, kind of spinning your wheels a little bit.
You might be reinventing yourself a little bit.
Right.
Going through a time of change and growth. And, I sense that this is a time to really celebrate who you are. And that when you celebrate who you are and you feel that love and that connection, you know, you're going to find that others celebrate you as well.
Okay. I also had another question. Because I'm pregnant right now, I wonder if everything's fine or...
It's really not pregnancy... you know, that's not, I'm not a medical person.
Yeah, it's kind of an area we got to be, can't go into on the
I don't know. I don't know. I never did this before. I'm, like, kind of nervous, but...
Oh, don't be nervous.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty much it, or...
Well,
okay.
I also see the Four of Wands coming up for you. And I'm wondering, I feel like there's a lot you would like to do, but it's coming through to me. Emily's telling me, she's one of my light beings, and she's telling me that there's a lot you'd like to do with your life, and there's a lot
mm-hmm.
you'd like to make happen, but you hold back. You are afraid of what other people think. And you know, Emily wants you to know that you don't have to be afraid. You know, you can speak your mind and you can celebrate who you are and let that creativity shine through.
Right.
So, you know, because you really are able to really make your life happen. And I think you're somebody that has a lot of talent and creativity and a lot of intelligence, and you just got to get behind it.
Yeah, because I do kind of feel that way. Like, I do want to do things I just, like, haven't done or, I don't know.
You're afraid of meeting.
Hello?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just because it kind of breaks out a little bit sometimes. It's like sitting right here.
I'm sorry, but it's probably just our Skype.
Oh, okay. But I do feel that way about me. Like, I do want to do things, but I just seem like I procrastinate about it more than anything.
Well, you know, I think sometimes if you just take a little, don't set about trying to do the whole kit and caboodle, if you
mm-hmm.
will, but take a little thing, just a little piece of it and go for it. You know, if you do one little thing each day that's out of your comfort zone, pretty soon you're really going to be getting out there, your light's going to be shining, and you're going to be moving forward in the best of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the key is really self-acceptance. I feel like you're a little torn up about feeling like you've made some missteps in your life that you haven't been able to actually process and kind of move on from. You know,
that's true.
It's about understanding, you get into this self-hating mode that doesn't really serve you. It's kind of just kind of a way of keeping you spinning your wheels a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of going through a similar thing myself. You know, that's why I started doing meditation, and because I really want to resolve this stuff. It's stuff that can drag you down. You know?
On the other hand, you have the power to reinvent yourself. You don't have to let it drag you down right now. You know, you can.
That's the thing. We're creating this whole reality, you know, with our consciousness partly. And it's just like if you pair that with just a little bit of action out of self-love
mm-hmm.
and out of the egotistical mind, which always is kind of always judging you, criticizing you. That's the voice you don't want to listen to. It's the truest self of your heart. It's the one that wants the best for you, okay? And if you can tune into that voice, then you'll be getting messages from your guides and set your intent that you want them to help you. Like, say, what would it take for me to do A, B, or C, you know, and
mm-hmm.
ask your guides help, and they will answer you.
How would you know, like, with your guides, how do you know, like, if they're trying to give you, like, a sign or anything? Just know, I guess, or?
Well, it's just that, it's like I said, it's the difference between the voice that judges you and is critical of you, which is
mm-hmm.
the egotistic, and the other voice, which is a warm, loving feeling that feels like you're being taken by the hand and held, you know, in a loving manner. That's the voice you want to listen to. Although it takes a little practice to get in touch with that voice, you know.
Yeah. So just be
but
a lot more positive.
It's really worth the effort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be great for your the child, too.
I think it would be
for your child.
Oh yeah.
you may want to, you know, open up to your guides coming in and giving you messages about your child, about you, and about the about what's going on with you. And I think you're going to find that, while, you know, even though life is a lot of work, there's a lot to do, that there's a lot of to do. And that I think you're a strong person, and I feel like you are starting to see that.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear, because I feel like I'm stuck all the time. Like, I feel like I'm stuck. Like, I'm not going to go anywhere. Like,
all right.
So I just need to stop thinking that way or just feeling that way.
Yeah, start seeing the aspects of you that are strong, the parts of you that, you know, are learning in new ways, are growing and taking chances, because it's all a learning experience here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're definitely going, you've gotten a major download. You're definitely going through a time of great learning. And if you can look at it that way, look from that perspective, your guides and angels will really help you to make this transition and see that for your baby.
And can I suggest a book, too, that you might want to check out called, There's Nothing Wrong. I would like to suggest a book that I think you would really like that would help you in this particular challenge that you're going through right now. It's called There's Nothing Wrong With You.
There's Nothing Wrong With You?
I'm going to put it in the chat with the author's
name.
Okay. And this book gets into, it really helps you understand this process of self-hatred and non-acceptance that keeps you stuck, okay?
Yeah.
And it's a really cool book, and it's really helping me a lot, actually. Okay, so thanks for calling, and we're going to watch the next caller, okay?
Thank you.
Alrighty, and thank you for calling in, and, you know, call back and talk to us again.
Wow, that was an interesting call.
Alrighty, there we go. And we got, okay,
so,
and there we go. And to our next one. Are you ready for the next one, or do you want to break? We have area code 207. We got about 12 minutes left here, and we got two callers. I think you guys can do this. It's like we've got area code 207 and then a Skype caller.
All right, so who we got next?
Area code 207.
Oh,
hi, my name is Tom.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I just tuned in. I don't know exactly how you're running your show. Are you taking questions? Are you throwing out cards? Are you just reading?
I'm taking questions.
I guess my question right now would be, how's my finances going to be within the next 2 weeks?
All right. Let's take a look at finances. Well, you know, just so you have an idea of how I work, I definitely believe in co-creation, and I believe that there's probable realities, very probable realities, the direction that you're headed in, but we have free will, so you have the ability to change that direction. And I'm going to pull a few cards for you.
Okay.
You've got it, the Knight of Wands, which is about the need to take action, and it's coming up in terms of how the past affects the very near future. And it suggests to me that there's an event in your life, something that might require some money, something that needs some attention right away.
Yes.
And that it's affecting, you know, what's happening in the near future. I'm also seeing the Emperor coming up. And I get the sense you're working right now. Is that right? There's a struggle.
That's correct.
I feel like
that's
some unrest or a little bit of a struggle at work. Power struggle going on there. You have the Emperor coming up there. It may be a good idea to step back a little bit, let You know, other people go through the power struggle part of it, but really empower yourself. You know, put that best foot forward, because I feel like you may actually, that you have some leadership abilities, and you may actually in the long run, I don't know about the next 2 weeks, but end up, you know, moving forward in the company.
Okay.
And you're, in terms of factors affecting your situation, you've got the Nine of Wands. This is about having that courage, not giving up, and really believing in yourself. And, you know, also I think there's something about teamwork, kind of pulling people together and getting things done there. So in terms of the money, you've got the Balance card is your outcome card, and that's about, I hate to say it, but it's kind of about balancing things, getting a little bit more moderation in your life. But also, don't be afraid to really shine at work so that you have more income coming in. That's my sense of it. What's yours, Greg?
Well, I think I'm kind of sensing from your voice that there's some frustration that you kind of feel like you're underappreciated in your work, and that you really don't get what you're putting in. But you know, on the cards here is like it's pretty positive actually. I have Ace of Pentacles, which is about you have attainment of prosperity, of real strength and stability. At this particular time, there's increase on the horizon. I see prosperity. And then I have Six of Rods, which is about being charged with power, victory, achievement. But based on the fact that you're making a contribution in an area that you feel really strongly about, that is part of what the legacy you want to leave behind in your life. Like there's an aspect to being abundant, which is beyond money. It's more about having a relationship. It's like Inez was saying with the Balance card. It's like about balancing the different aspects of your life so that they all kind of flow together, and that they all have to do with this deep well of feeling that you have about your life and what you want to contribute. And then for the last card, I have the Chariot, which is about, I think, what I would say the prescription for this particular situation for you to be successful in the area that you are looking for. And Chariot is a major arcana card, and it's about taking the reins of power, really being self-disciplined, maybe looking that you set the bar a little bit too low with the work that you're doing, and making focused progress in another area to kind of sharpen the saw, so to speak, and get into an area that where some of these other talents, which you haven't kind of manifested fully in your work, could be brought out to a greater advantage.
Okay. That's interesting.
So I don't see a major change in your finances in 2 weeks, Tom, but over the long term, I think it looks really good.
Over the long term?
Yeah, more like if you take the action that I'm talking about, of course, because it's, like Ina says, it's this co-creation aspect of the reality. But you will have opportunities here that will be appearing on the horizon, particularly here with the Six of Rods, and understanding that you do have this particular archetypal sense of power about you right now at this particular time.
Okay. Thank you. Anything
you're
else?
Welcome. Well, I was just going to say, you know, I think this is a time to really go for it. This is a time to be gung-ho. You have a lot of great cards on my side. You've got a lot of wands, and you've got some power cards. But you've got to balance that with maybe some more moderation in your personal life. But I think you know, you can make it. You can make things rock. I think you can manifest money, maybe even in 2 weeks if you really put your mind to it.
Okay. Yes, I've seen myself do things like that.
That's it. Well, visualize yourself doing those things that you've been thinking about, and step into that person, you know.
Live it.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much. I'll give you your next call.
Thanks, Tom.
Many blessings.
thank you for calling in. And call back and let us know how it goes. We always like to hear those follow-ups.
Right on.
I will. Bye-bye now.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We got one last one here. This person hasn't raised their hand yet, but I'm not sure they have held really patiently for a long time. It's a Skype caller, and it's Bryant8120. So we're going to stick them on and just see if they've got a question or comment for us. Skype caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you made it. Right on.
Hi, how you doing?
Sorry you had to wait so long.
No problem, no problem. My name is Daryl, and my birthday is January 4th.
Great. What?
I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you so much. So what's going on for you tonight?
I seem to be in a low or bad cycle, and I'm wondering, I'm out of work. My situation is sort of stressful or negative, and I'm desiring a change, and I'm wondering, what did the cards say?
All right. I'm going to lay some cards out for you and see what is coming up. And I am seeing some of that there's a time right now where it's like you're at a low or maybe a low energy point, feeling like there's a
burden by loss.
It's a time to take a little rest, or if you could, a vacation. But I'm not getting the sense you have time to take a vacation.
But I need a break, yeah.
Yeah, take a break however you can get it. Go easy on yourself for a little bit. Has there been anything health-wise? Have you felt a little bit low energy? Or?
In the last 3 years, yes, but recently, no.
Okay, good. Because in the near future card, you've got the Ace of Fire, which is really kind of that wake-up energy card. It suggests that in the near future, there's going to be something that you manifest that moves you forward and brings you some new opportunities and life change also.
Great. That's
eighth.
Tomorrow, you say? Oh.
I do.
You can take action.
Okay. I don't know what to do.
Here's the thing, Jarl. I have, from what I'm seeing here, I first have Ross, which is about feeling really oppressed and feeling like you're kind of overloaded, you're overwhelmed, and you're maybe feeling like your dreams are a little up in smoke right now.
That's dead on.
What is that?
That's dead on. That's correct.
Okay, well, here's the thing. It's partly that you got to get moving again. It's really the key thing here. You kind of get the flow moving again.
Mm-hmm.
And the second cards I have are Pentacles, which are about manifesting wealth, okay? And the first card I have is Three of Pentacles, and that's basically saying, hey, you got to get to work here, okay?
And
so
I got Pentacles, too. Ace of Pentacles, Knight of Pentacles.
Yeah, I understand that. You have a strong sense of mastery and artistic ability here. It's just like you have to find a way to channel it, like, particularly in the area of, like, in the sense, if you can get into, like, a team atmosphere where you're working cooperatively with people that you have a real rapport with, I think that would really make you shine, because I can see you're kind of a team player person. You like to encourage.
Yeah.
You have leadership ability. You're a real hardworking guy. You have a lot of dignity about you. I see you have a really strong voice. You have,
articulate.
Yeah, I just hear a lot of character and integrity in your voice. And then I have Queen of Pentacles, which is about good fortune, if you take this route. And that's about, again, it's about hard work, but also practicality and being well-grounded. And, you know, kind of understanding that you have your higher self is a very noble soul, a person that wants to give, that has a real sense of wanting to create a legacy for himself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm running out of time here. Sorry,
Well, I'm glad you got the chance to catch me, you know, to give me a chance. Thank you. And this was a good reading. I like the sound of that. I should have called earlier.
Well, no, it's like you were there. It's like we didn't see the question marks by your name, but you know we got about 30 seconds left, and it's like please call back. Oh, I take it back.
Okay.
Please call us back and give us another shot another day. We'd love to hear back from you.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, you might want to check out that book too. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Well, this has been a hell of an hour, Inez. I really enjoyed it, and we had some excellent callers.
Yeah. Awesome evening. Yep, tell us real quick, because we're officially off air, but you know what? This will go in archives, and just give us real quick your caller, you know, or information, like how people get a hold of you offline, you know, when you're off air. So it's like, you know, how they get readings from you guys.
Okay, so tell them how they can get a hold of us, okay?
Right on. Well, it's pretty easy. NRGPsychics.com is our website. The letters NRGPsychics.com with an S on the end. I'm going to type it in the chat. And I will put the Facebook link up there, too.
Cool.
Let's see if I can get my thing working here. Also, if you want to write us an email, anything about the show, you can write to either myself or Inez at Inez@energypsychics.com or Greg@energypsychics.com. And I'm now putting the Facebook link in. There you go. That's one. And then we have energypsychics.com. And if you go to the services and rates page, if you'd like to get an individual reading with us, we also do readings with live music too. So we're running a little special this month where we're going to give you the music for free.
Cool.
Jump on.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys for being on, and I'll put our last little plug in here. Just make sure you guys visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. You'll see Greg and I there. They have a page there, as well as all the rest of our talented people. And we'll see you again on the airwaves. We'll be on around 7 days a week, 773-897-6461. And we will see you again. Blessings to all this evening. This has been amazing. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.